Now that you have learned how to use semantic HTML5 tags such as header, nav, main, section, article, aside, and footer, it is time to go one step further. In this lesson, you will discover ARIA landmarks, a complementary mechanism that reinforces the accessibility of your web pages. This is not a replacement for semantic HTML5 tags. It is an additional layer that works alongside them to make your pages more accessible to users who rely on assistive technologies. What is ARIA? ARIA stands for Accessible Rich Internet Applications. It is a technical specification published by the World Wide Web Consortium, the international organization that defines the standards of the web. The full name of the specification is WAI-ARIA, where WAI stands for Web Accessibility Initiative. The purpose of ARIA is to provide additional attributes that can be added to HTML elements in order to communicate more information to assistive technologies, such as screen readers. A screen reader is a software program used by people who are blind or visually impaired. It reads out loud the content of the page and announces the role or purpose of each element it encounters. When a screen reader navigates a page, it relies heavily on structural information. It needs to know where the navigation is, where the main content begins, where complementary information is placed, and so on. This is exactly what ARIA landmarks help communicate. What are ARIA landmarks? ARIA landmarks are special role attributes that you can add to HTML elements to define major regions of your page. The word landmark literally means a recognizable point or feature. In the context of web accessibility, a landmark is a named region of the page that a screen reader user can jump to directly, without having to read through all the content that comes before it. This is particularly useful on long or complex pages. Think of ARIA landmarks as signposts inside your page. When a screen reader user activates a keyboard shortcut or a navigation menu in their screen reader software, they can see a list of all the landmarks on the page and jump directly to the one they need. This dramatically improves the navigation experience for these users. The role attribute. ARIA landmarks are added to HTML elements using the role attribute. The syntax is simple. You write role followed by an equal sign and the name of the landmark in quotes. For example, div role equals main greater than this is the main content of the page, less than slash div. This tells the screen reader that this div element should be treated as the main region of the page. However, as you will see below, it is almost always better to use the native HTML5 semantic tags directly rather than adding role attributes to generic elements like div or span. The relationship between HTML5 semantic tags and ARIA landmarks. Here is one of the most important points of this lesson. HTML5 semantic tags and ARIA landmark roles are closely related. In fact, most HTML5 semantic tags already have an implicit ARIA landmark role built in. This means that when you use the correct HTML5 tag, the browser automatically communicates the corresponding ARIA role to assistive technologies, without you needing to add anything extra. Here is the correspondence between the main HTML5 semantic tags and their implicit ARIA landmark roles. The header tag, when used as the top-level page header, carries the implicit ARIA role of banner. This is the region that typically contains the site logo, the main title, and possibly the main navigation. The nav tag carries the implicit ARIA role of navigation. It signals to the screen reader that this region contains navigation links. The main tag carries the implicit ARIA role of main. There should be only one main tag per page, and it represents the dominant content of the document. The aside tag carries the implicit ARIA role of complementary. It represents content that is related to but not essential to the main content, such as a sidebar or a list of related articles. The footer tag, when used as the bottom-level page footer, carries the implicit ARIA role of content info. It typically contains copyright information, legal notices, and site-wide links. The section tag does not automatically carry a landmark role unless it has an accessible name, for example, provided by an ARIA labeled B attribute or an ARIA label attribute. Without a name, a section is not exposed as a landmark. The article tag also does not carry a landmark role by default. It is a self-contained piece of content but not a navigation landmark. The form tag carries the implicit ARIA role of form, but only when it has an accessible name. Otherwise, it is not treated as a landmark. When do you need to explicitly add ARIA roles? In most cases, if you are already using the correct HTML5 semantic tags, you do not need to add explicit role attributes. The browser handles the mapping automatically. However, there are situations where adding an explicit ARIA role makes sense. When you are working on an older code base that uses generic div or span elements instead of semantic tags, and you cannot or do not want to change the HTML structure immediately, you can add role attributes as a temporary or complementary measure. When you have a special interface component that has no equivalent HTML5 semantic tag, such as a tabbed panel, a dialog window, or a custom drop-down menu, area roles and other area attributes allow you to describe the purpose and behavior of that component to screen readers. When you have multiple navigation regions on the same page, for example, a main navigation and a breadcrumb navigation, you should differentiate them using the area label attribute so that screen reader users can distinguish between them. A practical example. Consider the following page structure. Without area labels, a page with two nav elements would confuse a screen reader user, because the list of landmarks would simply show two items both called navigation. Here is how you can differentiate them. Nav area label equals main navigation greater than UL. LiaHref=home, then home/a/li. LiaHref=about, then about/a/li. /UL/nav. Nav area label equals breadcrumb greater than UL. LiaHref=home, then home/a/li. LiaHref=about, then about/a/li. LiTeam/li. /UL/nav. Now a screen reader user who opens the landmarks list will see main navigation and breadcrumb as two distinct options, and will be able to jump to the one they need directly. Another example involves the section tag. Suppose you have a page with several sections covering different topics. To make each section a proper area landmark, you should give it an accessible name. Section area labeled B equals skills title greater than H2 id equals skills title greater than our skills slash H2 greater than P greater than we specialize in web development, design, and deployment. Less than slash P slash section. Here, the area labeled B attribute points to the ID of the H2 heading inside the section. The screen reader will announce this section as a landmark named our skills, allowing the user to navigate directly to it. The search role. One landmark role that has no direct HTML5 equivalent is the search role. You can use it to mark the region of the page that contains a search form. Since HTML5 does not have a dedicated search tag, although a search element was recently introduced in HTML but is not yet universally supported, the role attribute is a practical solution. Form role equals search action equals slash search method equals get greater than. Label for equals query greater than search the site, less than slash label. Input type equals search id equals query name equals q greater than. Button type equals submit greater than search slash button. Slash form. This tells the screen reader that this form is a search landmark, and users who are looking for the search functionality can jump to it directly from their landmarks list. The region role. The region role is the explicit equivalent of the section tag when it has an accessible name. If you use a div and want to designate it as a named region without changing the tag, you can write div role equals region aria label equals latest news greater than p greater than here are the latest updates from our team, less than slash p slash div. However, as a best practice, prefer using the section tag with aria labeled b or aria label directly, rather than using a div with role equals region. Key principles to remember. To summarize the most important ideas from this lesson. Area landmarks are not a replacement for semantic HTML5 tags. They are a complement. Always use the correct HTML5 tags first. Most HTML5 semantic tags already communicate their area landmark role implicitly. You do not need to add role attributes when you use header, nav, main, aside, and footer correctly. Use aria label or aria labeled B when you have multiple instances of the same type of landmark on the same page, so screen reader users can distinguish between them. The section tag only becomes a landmark when it has an accessible name provided by aria label or aria labeled B. The search role is useful for marking search forms, as it has no perfect HTML5 equivalent yet. Never add an area role to an element if it contradicts the element's natural semantic meaning. This creates confusion for assistive technologies. Keep your landmark structure simple and meaningful. Too many landmarks can be just as confusing as too few. Why does this matter for a full-stack web developer? As a future full-stack web developer, you will be responsible for both the front-end and the back-end of web applications. On the front-end side, accessibility is not optional. It is a professional and, in many countries, a legal requirement. Public sector websites in the European Union, for example, must comply with accessibility standards. Understanding area landmarks means you can build interfaces that are usable by the widest possible audience, including people with disabilities. Moreover, accessibility and search engine optimization often go hand in hand. Search engines also read the structure of your page to understand its content. A well-structured page with clear landmarks is easier to index and rank correctly. Finally, mastering area from the beginning of your training will make collaboration easier when you work in teams. Designers, developers, and quality assurance specialists all benefit from a shared vocabulary around accessibility, and area is a central part of that vocabulary. In the next activities, you will be tested on the concepts introduced here through a multiple-choice quiz. Make sure you understand the correspondence between HTML5 tags and their implicit area roles, the use of area label and area labeled B, and the situations where explicit role attributes are necessary.